Well, we're beginning chapter 2 of the book of Ephesians, and as we do, I'm going to break the section that we're studying down in smaller pieces and explore some of the amazing things that are present for us. First, let me just read for a moment. Beginning in chapter 2, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh, following its desires and thought. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace that you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." As in chapter 1, as Paul writes, there's just so much packed in to what he is saying. First, let's look at how he opens this. "As for you," talking to those who believe, those who are part of the church at Ephesus, those who have already received their selection as children of God, "as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins." Aside from Christ, we are dead. We're accountable for all of our transgressions. We're accountable for all the ways in which we miss the mark. Remember, Romans 3:23 reminds us that all fall short of the glory of God. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The word sin meaning miss the mark. So we've all missed the mark. We've all fallen short of that perfection, that nature of God himself. We're humans. We're not gods, and we fall short without the assistance of God himself on our behalf. And so we were dead in our transgressions and sins. That's one thing to keep in mind, that those who don't know Christ are indeed dead in their transgressions and sins. They are answerable for their behavior. But really, this verse is not focused at giving us a ground floor for judging others. Instead, it is designed to encourage and lift us up. It is designed to be something that causes us to grow closer to an affectionate relationship with a God who loves us so much that he sacrificed his only son on our behalf. We were dead in transgressions and sins. We are no longer dead in transgressions and sins. 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." The work of Christ on our behalf has taken our sin away. And that is something that we can rejoice in. Now, Romans is quick to say, "Shall we continue to sin that grace may increase?" First, let's celebrate that we are no longer dead in transgressions and sins. We have been made alive in Christ. And then let us consider this. How can we, in our daily walk, move further and further away from the desires of our own flesh and draw close to behavior that mirrors Christ. This is how they will know you are my disciples, in the way that you love one to another. How can we love our neighbor, forgive those that wrong us, embrace those that need us, and live for Christ today? Thank you, and have a great day.